Hi, this is The Sun Awards with me, Ed Horwich. Today we're taking an overview of the call for entries for The Sun Awards 2007. What is it? Who can enter? How do you enter? And what happens if you're successful? Well, The Sun Awards has been going for almost 20 years now. And it's one of the best, if not the best, showcases for commercial photography in the northern regions of the UK. Every year we produce the Sun Awards exhibition, which is there on the awards night and goes on to tour around the country, the Sun Awards book, which features all that year's winners, and of course the winners appear on the website as well. So who can enter? Well, like I say, it's about photographers in the northern regions. So for Sun, that means anybody from the Midlands, Birmingham, all the way up to the north of Scotland. And you also have to be working within the disciplines of advertising, design, fashion, or editorial. Now, if you're not quite sure what that sort of thing covers, go and have a look at the Sun website, that's shotupnorth.co.uk, and you can see all of last year's entries. And also, there's an archive of previous year's websites with the entries for those years. If you'd like to get hold of your own copy of either the 2005 or 2006 Sun books, then they're available to purchase direct off the Sun website, shotupnorth.co.uk. So, when does everything kick off and how do you enter? Well, the call for entries opens on the 1st of May, and you've got 2 months to get your entries in. The closing date is the 30th of June. There are three categories you can enter: best image, best use of image, and best promotion of a photographer. Let's take them one by one. Best image, we're looking to select the top 50 images from all those submitted, and those are the ones which go to make up the Sun Awards exhibition and will get reproduced in the book. And out of those 50 images, we select one overall award winner. Now, this category is just open to photographers. And as you'll see in the next couple of categories, we've got some other people who can make nominations as well. Now, best use of image category, we're talking about images used in context. So where your image has been used to accompany a magazine article, as part of an advertising campaign, as part of an annual report or corporate brochure, or used in packaging, you get the idea. So in this category, we are looking for one award winner and first runner-up and second runner-up. Now, interestingly, this category is open to nominations from designers as well. Designers, wherever they're based, can nominate a northern-based photographer and their photograph. If the designer entry wins, then both the designer and the photographer will receive the award. Now, let's come to best promotion of a photographer. And in this category, we're looking at best practice in actually marketing yourself to your clients. So this can be based either in print or via a website. So we're looking at promotional material or website design. And once again, designers can nominate a photographer's work. The designer can be based anywhere, but the photographer they nominate has to be a northern-based photographer. So that's the categories and who can enter. Now, how do you actually go about entering? Well, this year we're introducing an online entry form. So you'll need to go to the website, shotupnorth.co.uk, fill in your details for each category that you're entering in and the details of all the entries in each category. You'll receive a registration entry number for each category submission that you're going to make. And then you'll need to send that with your entries themselves. The payment will also be taken online when you complete your entry form. So each category requires you to submit slightly different things. Best image, all entries are going to be as digital files. And you'll need to follow the instructions as to how that file is formatted. Now then, there will be a detailed description on what file format, what file size, what color space, and what compression rate to use. That will appear on the website. Now for the other two categories, best use of image and best promotion of a photographer, you might well be sending us a mixture of materials. It might include digital files, such as an in-situ photograph of a billboard or a 3D package design, or it might well be an actual copy or a tear sheet of a promotional leaflet. But again, look at the details on the website as to what you actually do need to send us. So you've got 2 months to get those in. Please don't leave them till the last minute. Do get them well in before the 30th of June. Okay, that's how you enter. Now, let's say a little bit about the judging process itself. Well, first of all, the whole competition is overseen by an external adjudicator, and they verify the rules of the competition, the process of the entry, and then the actual judging process and results themselves. And that's to make sure that everything is fair and seen to be above board. Now, the judging panel. They're all invited leaders in their fields which are associated with the photographic world. So photographers, designers, art directors, gallery curators, and business commissioners of photography. They assemble on a day under the leadership of a chairman who doesn't actually take part in the judging, but is familiar with the rules and the practices of the judging process and will help guide them through the day and help them with any tricky decisions that they're trying to make. The judging for the first two categories, best image and best use of image, is always done anonymously. In other words, any reference to the photographer's name is dissociated from the entry itself, and the judges do not know who has created that work. In the third category, obviously it's promotion of a photographer, and your name might well appear on the work. So any of the judges who has an association with you would then step out of the judging for that. Now then, once the judging is completed, it's at that point that we can marry up the work with the photographer again, and we know exactly who has won what award. So the results are in. We collate all the winning entries. We'll have 50 winning entries for best image, and we'll have a winner in each of the other categories and two runners up in each as well. So we'll notify you if you're in the top 50, because we'll need to get in touch with you in order for you to appear in the book. Over the summer months, you'll be hearing from us whether you're in or whether, unfortunately, you were not successful. But don't worry, I'll come back to those people who are not successful, because you don't lose out either. And you'll see that there's always a benefit to entering Sun anyway. So what happens if you are a winner? Well, first of all, you get your own set of copies of the Sun book. You appear, of course, in the Sun Awards exhibition. That exhibition goes touring around the country, and of course you're on the website as well. But if you've not got in the top 50, don't worry. Every year we have a separate subsection on the website which lists every entry in best image submissions. So you're going to be there if you've entered. But it doesn't stop there. Every year, as the exhibition tours around, we also have a thing called the Sun Special Edition. Now, what is that? Well, it's a set of prints which is specially selected by various gallery directors. When we visit a commercial gallery, the gallery director there will look through all the Sun submissions and select those which they think are most saleable. Now, like I say, it's all the submissions, so whether you got in the top 50 or not, you still have a chance of being in the Sun Special Edition, and those prints go on sale. Now, if one's sold, then obviously you get some financial benefit as well. So there's lots of opportunities, and it's always worth entering the Sun Awards. That rounds up our summary. We really hope you enter. Last year, over 40% more photographers entered than ever before. It's really worth being in there, and we really want you to be a winner. Don't forget, visit the website shotupnorth.co.uk. Call for entries starts May the 1st.